Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or dsw.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Biden, Dan, seems to have trouble figuring out what Kirk to go out of at the White House today. I'm watching him now. My God.
Yeah, shuffling around.
Shuffling around. The curtain's there. Look at, where do I go, Jill?
I don't know if the audio will portray well on air.
He addressed the Trump verdict for the first time, saying how reckless it is to be questioning any of this. I wonder what he's going to say when Hunter Biden is on trial. I wonder if they're going to let the testimony in there. In the Hunter Biden gun trial that starts the jury on Monday, of all the salacious details that we know that are out there with Hunter Biden that were allowed into the Trump trial. All right.
Can I just play that? So the audio, yeah. As he's walking out of the courtroom, it's so awkward. So what you hear, and you can't see it because obviously we're on radio and it's audio, mm-hmm. but Biden gets asked a question by a reporter. And when a reporter asks him the question, he slowly stops in the doorway, turns around, right. And gives a very slow, stern smirk to the reporter, then turns back around and continues walking. But here's the audio of the reporter asking that question.
Thank you very much.
Mr. President, can you tell us, sir, Donald Trump refers to himself as a political prisoner and blames you directly. What's your response to that,
turns
sir?
Turns around, smirks, smiles.
Do you think the conviction will have an impact on the campaign?
Blinks a couple times, looks like a Roomba.
We'd love to hear your thoughts, sir.
Should he be on the ballot, sir?
And finally exits.
By the way, the national show I did last night had a great attorney on. It was a Trump surrogate, Dan. And I asked him, because he brought up the Jack Smith case, the one in Washington with the judge that is a junior Marchand just ready to go. Did he think this would calm her down to wait till after the election and have all of her ducks in a row? Or would she be more ready to jump into the ring? This is the so-called insurrection case, because she sees the blood in the water. He said more likely to jump into the ring, to come up with something right around the time of the convention to be holding Trump there in court. So watch for that. I could see that coming. And I'm sure Joe Biden would tell us, you're reckless. Don't you believe in America? Can you imagine a party, their positions over the course of time, their hatred of police, their tepid at best support of the military, going to tell us we don't believe in America if we have questions about how all this happened? All right, let's go to Mike in Abington. He's in on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Mike, good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you, Dom. Great show as always.
Thank you.
I keep hearing Trump, and I keep hearing him say, I did nothing wrong. And I keep wondering, you know, we all back our conservative candidates. We do the best we can. We fight for them. We do this. But when do they take responsibility for how we got here? Because I know for sure that if I told my grandmother, you told your grandmother, yeah, I kind of was with this porn star, and then I paid her to shut up. Nothing here sounds like I did nothing wrong.
Oh, if you, okay, wait a minute. If you prefer to say, didn't do anything criminal or illegal, as more precise. Okay.
No, more more precise would be they don't got me on this, because I got flesh-eating lawyers and I can beat this rap. But grandmom's going to say, what? How did you get here? How did you do this? You know, I heard him on an interview the other day. It was an old interview, but not that old, on Howard Stern, where he said, you know, being the head of the Miss Teen USA was great because I was able to go backstage and see them naked.
All right, Mike, you know what? This is bordering on a little bit tiresome. I'll tell you why. Haven't we litigated this already, Mike? Haven't we already made a decision here about Trump, not endorsing everything about him, particularly evangelical voters who are troubled by this?
Right.
And they've come around to say that the policies and what it does for the country, given this moment in time, and he's the one that can win. What's your response to that?
My response is, we, as the Conservative Party, are the brain trust. We always have been. We have, I think, the high bar on morals, ethics, brains. Who are we right now? We're being dragged down. We are being dragged down low to carry water. I feel for people who no longer, their real attitude is, I can do what I want and I can beat it, and you're going to follow me. You know, when he first ran, and him and Joe ran, 80-some percent of people in this country said, we don't want either of you. And, you know, they showed us the high sign. They said, we're not listening to you. Well, guess what? You work for me. And we've already spoken before the election. And this is just getting to the point we're getting a lower and lower bar. I'm a conservative. I believe in the high bar. I don't want people with this
kind of stuff. I got your point. And we've been through it again and again and again. I think it's been overly litigated. DeSantis was on the ticket. We saw that. We saw some of the flaws there, too. We saw how this went. And we saw the decision people have made here, and particularly even in 2016, of how many different things we've heard about President Trump versus the upside. And that's where we are. That's the answer to it. And you have to make a choice when it comes to this binary choice. You know, that's what the Biden people are banking on. Yeah, we see all the flaws here, but hey, that versus Trump. Okay, that's where we are. All right, 855-839-1210. But you can talk about whatever attitude Trump had. Does that mean then, because he had that attitude, let's say for a moment he does or did, does that mean he goes to jail? Does that mean we come up with something concocted that we've never seen before and we send him off to jail? When really, that's not even what it's about. We label him convicted felon to win, a political prisoner here, if you will. All right, the sentencing 4 days before the convention, all that that means. 855-839-1210, you get on board. Madeline Dean, though, and some of the tweets that we've seen out around this with Trump. We'll see. Hunter Biden this week. We'll see how in the world what he did on the gun charge, for example, is not violative of the law. We'll see how the spin pulls out. Not that Hunter Biden and President Trump are on the same level. But we're going to see, are they not going to complain about the system of justice? We're not going to hear, well, he was an addict. How can you send an addict to jail? You know what that would be like if Hunter Biden has to go to jail? I've never seen a guy in a lifetime be more the example of privilege and then to talk about other people and privilege and how we have to level the playing field. 855-839-1210, AT&T, and Verizon Wireless. All you have to do is push pound 1210 and we'll get in. Something a robot will not be able to engage in as well as a human. That's what we're looking for today. Driverless car day is on the agenda. By the way, they're going to open a Trump office on Tuesday in Philadelphia. And even Dan and I don't know where. I'd love to publicize it, Dan. I think it's a safety thing, unless they've told you something that I don't know of. It's the first one here. I think Biden's got 24 across the state. I think it's the first one opening in the state. And I would assume it's in downtown Philadelphia, but we don't know. You know, we'll let you know And there's a big event happening with Byron Donalds, who was really impressive this week. Here's a little bit of what Byron Donalds said yesterday. He's not letting the jury off the hook, and I'm somewhat in agreement with him. Here's what he said about Judge Merchan and about the jury.
What is your reaction tonight? Do you respect what the jurors have had to say in their verdict?
No, I don't, and I think that's part of the jury's fault, but it's really at the fault of Judge Merchan. His jury instructions were ridiculous by many legal scholars who examined what he gave the jury, and they never saw anything like this. You have a situation where the actual federal crime about the election was never really identified anywhere through the trial, except at closing arguments by the prosecution. After the defense had finished their closing arguments, the judge repeatedly interrupted the defense when they were trying to bring information to the jury's understanding. You didn't allow an FEC lawyer, one of the top people in the country with knowledge of how the Federal Election Commission actually works and looks at cases like this. They were not allowed to testify in open court in front of the jury. So, no, I think a lot of people are looking at this case and they see it for what it is. It is a sham. This was a railroad persecution of Donald Trump simply because Alvin Bragg and a lot of radical Democrats in our country wanted to get Donald Trump. They don't view this as justice, and neither do I.
All right. And by the way, a reaction to that last caller, and that the Stormy Daniels testimony in court wasn't significant to really advance any material interest here, other than it was an attack on Trump, something that we know, but this was much more public and documented here with a porn star. And again, we went through how many times it's not illegal, et cetera. They did it because it drags them down. It diminishes. Is that really what this case was about? And the answer is no. Why was it allowed in? Because this judge doesn't care if they overturn it on appeal. He's a hero now. Alvin Bragg is a hero. Why? They got Trump. That's all that matters. Even Trump going to jail, the ladies on The View may harbor that they want that. I don't think Democrats, the smarter ones, care. They care about one thing, getting over the finish line by hook or by crook.
Donald John Trump.
Don't tell me.
Is a convicted felon.
All right. That's it. That's the magic words. Pretty that's sweet. All that's needed. I'm kind of surprised Biden spoke today, but he did not address and use the convicted felon thing. They're hanging back for that for some reason to some point in the near future. But the montage we've been playing is reminiscent of exactly what we thought would happen. And you're going to hear the line they're going to play in the suburbs. You're standing there with this guy. What are you going to tell your grandkids about it? Maybe the last caller was troubled by that. That's okay to be troubled by it. That's fine. Not dismissing that. The question is, though, we're down to a binary choice. However we got there, we had primaries. We had all kinds of things going on. And it's either Biden or Trump at this point. Kennedy, a spoiler, who might or might not be in the debate. By the way, I think it's impossible to tell you whether Joe Biden's going to go forward with the debate or not. They're going to be waiting for the polling to see how this sets in. Is support for Trump eroding that people say they're less likely to vote for him because of this conviction? If there's enough of that, the Biden people will find a way to say no. They're not going to engage with a convicted felon. Bring us somebody else. In so many words. But if things are fairly status quo, I'm starting to think we're going to have the debate. Would Judge Merchan sentence President Trump and try to put him in jail immediately, even though an appeal bond will have been put into play by then? And I think that's next to impossible. And you would see another body intervene. I don't think Trump's going to be in jail. The idea that I like the best, though, is this Corey Mills guy, the congressman that was there many days saying, nominate Trump on July 4th. They could do it online. They could do it digitally and still hold the convention. Send a message prior to the sentencing. This is our guy. And yes, we're doing it on July 4th. If we say we're pro-law enforcement, really pro-cop and how they're under assault, and yet we're critical of these Krasners and Braggs and the Attorney General of New York and the persecution that's going on and the FBI going after traditional Catholics at a Latin mass, then suddenly they think they can snatch away, well, you're not really pro-law and order, you're not really pro-law enforcement. How many times have we made the distinction here? They're the side that wants chaos and anarchy, and this is chaos and anarchy inside the system. That's why anybody in the world is saying this verdict is a novel case, meaning made up, that we haven't seen anything like this before. And that the judge, people like liberal Alan Dershowitz there in the courtroom, were appalled by how this judge acted. So Tony the Troll on YouTube.
This guy's awesome. I love
him. Yeah, tell us what he is.
I don't like the guy's last name. It's Tony S. Yeah. on YouTube. He says, yeah. Don Geronimo, you put some greasy pomade on your piece so it won't move. We can tell. The same guy that questioned the hair a couple of days ago.
Come to Mulligan's. We'll have a segment on Feel the Hair.
I love the description, greasy pomade.
On the 21st at Mulligan's for Dom Giordano.
The guy's an Italian guy, too. You would think he wouldn't be saying that. It's kind of, anti-Italian, is it not?
Yeah. Hair pieces allowed. Everybody's welcome at Mulligan's.
Your hair is great, Dom.
All right, 855. See, it started with somebody who's no longer in radio saying that stuff. They're jealous, Dan. What can I do? What can I say?
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
That's the first response.
Back to the trial, Dershowitz.
Yes. All right. So my point is this. You're hearing you heard Biden, reckless. You're undermining the system. After they pervert the system with this kangaroo court made-up thing. And saying, how in the world are you people pro-law enforcement? In other words, the Capitol Police, check. They're there with that. The FBI, because they think the FBI is doing their dirty work now. But you know it, and I know it. The National Democrat Party hates cops. They hate them. And it's a laser focus for me, because when all this stuff with Kaepernick and all was going on, I didn't say, oh, they're going after the military, they're going after the veterans. That's possible, too. We know what drove it. Cop hate. They can't get enough of it. They've unleashed this. Phil Murphy at the Jersey Shore, bring all that home. That's what it's about. Cops are racist. Adults can use marijuana now. We don't want them picking on these poor teenagers of color. Because they might be smoking marijuana. We don't want the cops bothering them. We don't want them to have a record. That's what cops do. So you're not going to lecture us on the notion that we're not pro-law enforcement because we see how this was rigged. We see how this was set up. We see how it's going on all over the country with these four indictments. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. Dana, if you Google and you happen to see, I haven't, maybe I'll do it, try it too. I haven't seen an update on the fundraising. It was $34.8 million. We will update you to let you know where it stands. All right, coming up, a real treat. The two times we've had him on, it's been knockout stuff. Mayor Glenn Jacobs, also known in a previous life, maybe still, as Kane. Mayor, welcome in. Thanks for joining us. And you have a unique angle on this, both being in political office and then as Kane. And that's why people, we saw it all over the place. What have you said about this decision?
Well, hey, thanks for having me on, guys. Good afternoon. This is ridiculous. It's just absurd. And we knew what was going to happen when this trial began. First of all, this shouldn't even been a trial. I still don't know what Trump was charged with or is guilty of, and I don't think anybody does. The jury doesn't. They basically took some state charges and then morphed that into violations of election law, and they were somehow misdemeanors that morphed into felons. And, of course, the whole thing was just so they could put that label on Donald Trump saying he's a convicted felon. That's what this is really all about. It's an incredibly sad day for America. No matter who you are, you hate Donald Trump. It doesn't matter. What you have to look at is how badly the criminal justice system has been perverted by this. And I think there's going to be massive blowback come November. It's already happening. You know, you guys are talking about the fundraising that's gone on. 30% of the donors from yesterday that contributed $34.8 million to President Trump were first-time donors. That tells you, I think, all you need to know
about. What was that stat again? You have how many?
Yeah, 30% of yesterday's donors. He raised $34.8 million yesterday. 30% of those people were brand new first-time donors.
And you're in the business of politics. You run for office. You know that when you get somebody, I had a guy who was doing a national show, Mayor, tell me he was donating $10,000, and he's a guy who had never given more than $25, even to Trump or anybody else. Some of them were hefty, and these are guys publicly who have voted for Biden before. You know, by running for office, how important independents are. You got your base. The other side has their base. But this is the type of thing that seems to be moving independence Trump's way.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You know, what percentage they are, but probably 60% of the people you're not going to move, right? Because they are where they are. It's the other folks that the two things you do in an election is you try to turn out your base as much as you can, and then you try to get the undecided folks on your side. Yesterday went a long way in both. For Donald Trump. Yeah, I mean, it'll probably help with the far left and, you know, their people, but they were going to vote anyway. Hardcore Trump people, such as myself, we're going to support Trump anyhow. But it's those people in the middle now that are seeing this grave injustice that has been done. And, you know, Americans believe in fair play, right? And Donald Trump, all of a sudden, has become the underdog. He's become persecuted. You know, if you look at folks that are always talking about the problems of the criminal justice system, right? Minority folks. All of a sudden, Donald Trump is right there. Anyone who's ever been stepped on by the man or felt that the government's coming after them, the criminal justice system is persecuting them, all of a sudden, Donald Trump became them. And that's extraordinarily bad for the Democrats come November.
Yeah, without a doubt. And Mayor, if you're talking to him again, as you've been over the course of time, the best line, and drill down on it, when he says, if they can do it to me, they can do it to anybody. Don't blow past that once you say it. It's true, and it resonates with people. It makes them think a guy with all this money, celebrity, lawyers, former president, currently the leader in the race to be president, if it's that easy to put this guy in jail over nothing, what can they do to me or you?
Yeah, and I'd also like to say I admire Donald Trump's courage. It's unbelievable. You know, he is sitting there. The entire world is coming down on him, right? You know, the federal government, New York, everybody. And the guy keeps on fighting. If that were me, I'd been like, man, Mar-a-Lago's really nice this time of year. I think I'm just going to go there for the rest of my life.
Or go back to wrestling. Go back to wrestling.
And he sits there. He stands there and fights back. It is truly remarkable. And thank God he's doing it.
Washington Examiner piece, Mayor. My producer Dan tells me, says you might run for governor. And inflation is a huge issue where you are as it is. You haven't raised property taxes. What difference do you see as a conservative leader and Trump as a conservative leader? What do you do differently to bring inflation down?
Well, on a federal level, they need to quit spending all this money and they need to quit printing money. It really all goes back to monetary policy. At the local level, we do everything that we can to ensure that we're running as efficiently and effectively as possible. You know, we can't print money to make up the difference like the feds do, and nor should we. A while back, there was an elderly lady in my office. She was very upset. Her property tax bill, not because of anything that we had done, but just for various reasons, her property tax bill had doubled. She was on a fixed income. Husband had recently passed away. She came down and paid her taxes and then had an envelope with a little bit of money in it, probably $50, that she showed me. That was all she had to get through the rest of the month. So, you know, inflation is, it's getting everybody, no matter who you are, but it's folks like that. It's poor folks. It's folks that are on fixed income that suffer the most. And it always amazes me. The liberals love, you know, stand up for the poor people, but they're the worst about spending government money, and eventually that has to come out of someone's pocket, and inevitably it comes out of the middle class and poor people's pockets.
Now, you were with President Trump in Iowa, Mayor Glenn Jacobs. Any word that you might be a surrogate in various places, like a swing state or two in your part of the country?
Yeah, we'll see. You know, I'm in deep Trump country here in Tennessee. North Carolina is on the table, though. Georgia, he's leading in Georgia. So we'll see what happens. Sure, I'd be happy to do that. I'd be happy to help him out any way that I possibly can, especially now.
Yeah, after this, absolutely. You launched the Skilled Trades Academy and Regional Training Center to focus on vocational education a few years back. Talk about that for a minute and what you've seen as a mayor, how important that is.
Yeah, there's a huge lack of folks in the skilled trades, and that's bad for all of us. Because if you find a good plumber nowadays, you better put them on retainer, because like a lawyer, because they probably can't be back because they're all so busy. So there's tremendous opportunities for people getting into that field, but there's just a huge lack, which actually hurts our economy and hurts our productivity. That's part of the reason that we're seeing housing prices go up so quickly and all of those things. So for me, it serves two purposes. Not every kid's going to go to a four-year university. We know that. That's fine. Everyone has different skill sets. For far too long, our education system pigeonholed kids and said the way that you're successful is you get through high school, then you go to college, get a lot of debt, get some sort of degree, and then figure it out. Well, that's not the way to do it. What we need to do is ensure that kids are exposed, and other people too, are exposed to as many different career paths as possible so they can figure out how to use their gifts to their advantage, figure out what they like, figure out what they don't like. And then economy as well. Again, we're just in a lot of trouble because we don't have people that can do these very important jobs.
Absolutely. Well, look, Mayor, we'd love to meet you. If any path ever brings you to Philadelphia, our listeners are thrilled the times that you've been on with us, and you weighing in on this matter with President Trump brings a special angle to it. So we hope that you're going to be out there doing some of that stuff in addition to your other duties.
Well, guys, I appreciate it. I always have a good time on your show. Thanks for having me on.
I got one question for you, Mayor Kane. Any plans to return to the ring? I want to see another flying lariat, a choke slam. Come on, you got to get back in there.
Man, we'll have to see. I watch these guys nowadays, and I'm like, golly, I used to do that. That's amazing. And I think to myself, I would get hurt so badly if I got in there again.
The athleticism you had as a big man, though, I think is unrivaled still to this day. So, come on, get back in there. Throw some jabs. Let's get it, Mayor.
Yeah, well, I tell you, it might be easier than this whole political gig right now. I'll tell you that. So,
thank you, Mayor.
Thank you guys very much.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate it. Have a good day.
All right, Mayor Glenn Jacobs, Kane, Mayor Kane, here. And the reason they put him out there, of course, in comparison to wrestling, wasn't this like the scripted type of thing right from the beginning with Mershon? Coming up, more of your calls. We'll get some people in today, driverless car day. What is it a computer is never going to beat a human at, or unlikely to do that? And a great column. I've been talking about this, but I'll give you a little bit of it. What we saw here is election denial. That was one of the premises. In other words, Trump could not have been elected. He shouldn't have been elected anyhow. And if we had found out in any way, shape, or form about Stormy Daniels, then he would not have been elected. All right, so this comes back to the same thing. First, it was the Russians that put him over the top. These are the people that are into election denialism, every bit as much as any claim they can make about any Trump supporter or more. They engage in this. How could this guy beat Hillary Clinton? Well, as we took a look at it afterwards, Zelina Zito's book saw this coming. Saw it. You saw it, too. You saw the yard signs. You saw the Trump stuff going on. As we got into 2016, people in lines across Pennsylvania in the hinterlands. I was on with Rich Cioli on election night. We didn't even want to say, wow, look at this. This late in the night, Trump's still leading in Pennsylvania, knowing Philadelphia, what might happen, and didn't want to jinx it. Winning Pennsylvania was just shocking. Wisconsin, maybe more. And I'm still in a camp that thinks Michigan's going to be hard this time around, even though Biden has trouble there. I'm still believing you win Pennsylvania, you win the presidency. That's what's going to happen here. And guess who has the power, a large part of it, to make this happen? Listeners, right here. It is within our power. We've been talking about that all day. Don't get mad. Win, win, win. Thanks to Dan, too, for Glenn Jacobs. And that's just, you can't get any more up a different angle than usual.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3, from Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because, like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.